From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the ceasefire holds. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Monday, despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities in Syria is largely holding on its third day. He says he is hopeful that the warring parties will abide by the new ceasefire agreement, so next week's resumption of peace talks in Geneva can go ahead as planned. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN chief in no way underestimates the difficulties of getting Syria's warring factions around the negotiating table to talk peace. But he says there are hopeful signs that the cessation of hostilities agreement is holding and could be extended for 2 weeks. Ban Ki-moon agrees several reported violations of the agreement are troubling. However, he notes, the members of the International Syria Support Group Ceasefire Task Force are closely monitoring the situation. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Iranian moderates have won a majority in the country's top clerical body, the Assembly of Experts. Two leading hardliners were defeated in their bid for re-election to the 88-member assembly. That body will pick the country's next supreme leader to succeed Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Hundreds of migrants and refugees tried to break through a border fence into Macedonia from Greece Monday as frustrations boiled over at restrictions imposed on people moving through the Balkans. Macedonian police fired tear gas as a group of some 300 Iraqis and Syrians forced their way through a Greek police cordon and raced toward a railway track between the two countries. Somali authorities have arrested 6 people in connection with Sunday's double bomb attack by al-Shabaab in the town of Baidoa. At least 32 people were killed, more than 60 wounded. This is VOA News. A new U.S. political survey shows businessman Donald Trump taking a commanding lead in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. CNNORC said 49% of Republicans support Trump, more than his 4 remaining challengers combined. In the Democratic race, the poll showed former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton with a widening lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Democrat Clinton expressed dismay over the contentious behavior of the Republican candidates.
What we can't let happen is the scapegoating, the blaming, the finger-pointing that is going on the Republican side.
Both Republicans and Democrats are getting set for nominating contests on Tuesday, sometimes called Super Tuesday. Those will be taking place in 11 states. It's the biggest electoral day so far in this year's presidential campaign. Pakistani officials say a sale of F-16 fighter jets could strengthen the nation's ability to mount counter-terrorist operations and promote regional stability. The U.S. government this month approved the sale of the aircraft, radar, and electronic warfare equipment to Pakistan in a deal worth about $700 million. The remarks came Monday at the start of strategic talks with the United States. Secretary of State John Kerry made some remarks just before the talks.
This is a chance to reaffirm our commitment to a very strong bilateral, enduring relationship that is, in the end, based on mutual respect, but also on mutual interests.
India opposes the sale of the F-16 fighters. Some members of the U.S. Congress are also against it. Pakistan has executed a man who killed a governor who had opposed the country's blasphemy laws. Mumtaz Qadri, a member of the police's elite force, was part of the team guarding Punjab Governor Salman Taseer in January 2011 when Qadri shot Taseer in broad daylight. Qadri was hanged in a prison in Rawalpindi Monday. The Indian government has pledged to spend about $13 billion on rural welfare projects. That's to help millions of farmers who have struggled with monsoons and crop failures for 2 years in a row. An American college student detained in North Korea has publicly confessed to attempting to steal a political banner from a Pyongyang hotel. Otto Warmbier appeared before a group of domestic and foreign journalists Monday in the North Korean capital, accompanied by North Korean guards. The tearful 21-year-old University of Virginia student who was visiting North Korea with a tour group was arrested last month before boarding a plane out of the country. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.